we have here a, I would say it's a two-step schmooze. The first step is relatively easy, maybe. And I hope the second step, there's a certain tiefkeit to it. But we'll start with the easy part first. Basically, going through the parsha, I forgot, I got slugged up, then I didn't write who the first people were. All right, the top of the page is Yor HaChayim. Got slugged up. Okay, so the parsha goes through, the pasuk says, Vayiru ochav ki oso ohav avim mikol ochav vayisnu oso. That Yosef's brothers saw that Yaakov loved Yosef more than the other brothers, so they hated Yosef. Why'd they hate him? Apparently, because they were jealous. Then Pasuk says that Yosef had a dream, and he told it to his brothers, so they hated him more. Then it says later, Pasuk says he had a second dream, and in this dream he saw the Shemesh and Yireach and the 11 stars bowing down to him. The Shemesh and Yireach were simonim to Yaakov and the Emois, and obviously the 11 stars were the Shvatim. They were all bowing down to Yosef. He told this dream again to his brothers, and the Pasuk says, Vayikanu bo'ochav. This was even more. This is an extra level. This is Vayikanu. Beforehand, it just said, this is a sinah, but now it went to another level. Okay. So the Or HaChaim explains what's going on here. So he starts out with first, on the first dream, he says, why did Yosef tell the first dream to the brothers? Sorach ledas. Lomo Yosef magdo atzino. B'mashri yisapra alamis kedudoso magidos. In other words, what is the purpose? Yosef has these dreams. And listen, he sees that his brothers hate him. Yosef is this tremendous pikach. Yaakov appointed Yosef to be the head of the household because Sipurna says Yosef was the brightest and most smartest, whatever, of all the Shvatim. So Yosef obviously realizes, the Or HaChaim is assuming, that the brothers hated him. And he realized the brothers hate him because they are jealous, because Yaakov loved him. They're upset about that his prestige, his honor, whatever. So now, telling him a dream, which in the dream was that they were going to bow down to Yosef, so that would just increase the hatred. So why in the world would Yosef do such a thing? That's how silly can he be? So why would he tell them the dream, which would increase the hatred? And he knew that they hated him. And he brings a riot from the pasuk from later. Okay. So he says a pasuk shot. He wanted to show them that it's not that I'm grabbing it, I'm taking it. It's min hashamayim. It's a dream. It's coming min hashamayim. Hashem is making. When Yaakov went ahead and gave me to be in charge, it was from Shemayim. And therefore they'll stop hating him. In other words, Yosef realized that he knew they hate him. He says, why are they hating him? Because they think that it's somehow I'm taking away from them. I'm going ahead and convincing Yaakov to give me the brachas that rather than they should have the brachas. So they're upset with me that I'm taking their things. You know, when a person feels that someone else is stealing from them, so then they get angry. So there's a hatred. So by telling them that it's a dream, it means it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's approval. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's approval of the whole thing. So Memeida, there can't be any complaints. Then what happens? It says that Yosef tells him the second dream, with this Shemesh V'Yireach bowing down to him. And it says that they increase the hatred, which was to reach the Baikanu. So why did it increase the hatred? So the Sipurna, the Or HaChaim says as follows, B'chalom zeh hesiru hasovik shabalibam rishon shabo ha'chaim tzivis makshavoysav. Now the first dream didn't cause such an added hatred because there was a possibility that the reason why he was dreaming this, people dream what they're thinking. So maybe it wasn't really a message from Shemayim. It was only Yosef on his own was thinking this. And since on his own he was thinking it, so he dreams what he thinks. But the second dream, obviously Yosef on his own wasn't thinking it. And obviously he was never on his own thinking that his father is going to bow down to him. So it was obviously Minas Shemayim. And therefore, Niklas Abem can, right. So superficially, it's like these two Sipornos are in direct Sira. The first Sipor, The first Orachaim says that the reason why Yosef is telling them the dream is because he feels that by conveying to the brothers the message of this is Minas Shemayim, will reduce the kinah, will reduce the hatred. And then what does the Orach Chaim says? When Yosef told them the dream, and based on the dream, especially the second dream, which was clearly 100% Minas Shemayim, so now that it's totally Minas Shemayim, so then it's worse. Oh, there's even more reason to be jealous of you. Even Shemayim is on your side. Now we're really angry at you. You got everything. And it's not only that Yaakov likes you better, even like Akadosh Baruch Hu likes you better. Boy, are we really jealous of you. So it was the opposite effect. The effect that the Situ Orachaim, here the Orachaim says that Yosef thought that this would, he says in the first Orachaim, he wanted to Ulai the deal from the end, Ki Min HaShemayim, it's all Min HaShemayim. So that'll stop the hatred. And the second, what really happened was when they saw that it's Minas Shemayim, oh, that made it greater. So, on a simple level of a shmooze, what I think the simple shmooze would be is that you see that it's very hard, even for the most brilliant person, to understand midas. Midas are not necessarily follow the laws of logic. People's emotions are emotional. People are not necessarily rational. And you can figure out logically and rationally that this should have a certain, this piece of information. Yosef, in his brilliance, figured out rationally that if I tell the brothers a certain piece of information, it will decrease the hatred. But in reality, that very piece of information that he was successful in conveying to the brothers increased the hatred. So it means that as a first step, the first simple shmooze is that we have to realize that understanding our nature, understanding people's nature, our own nature, other people's nature, is very, very complicated. And very often what we think will have one effect can very often have the opposite. There's a piece, I was trying to think of an example. So there's a piece in the beginning of the Mishnah Rav Aaron. He gives an example. He says that Rav Aaron used to say, why do we find people that go such intensity after running out after Tanuge Olam Hazeh? Now there's, not that I think a little bit, a piece of chocolate, but there are people that mamish the whole life, they're so deeply involved in getting pleasures of this world. So he says it's because they're depressed. When a person is depressed, so he has a big need to get, he wants to indulge in pleasures to deaden, to hope he feels that this will cheer him up. He says, why is he depressed? Because he's involved in Tanugei Olam Hazeh. He feels like a behemoth, so he's depressed. So that's what Rav Aaron said. Guy gets involved in Tanugei Olam Hazeh, so he gets depressed. I'm a behemoth. So what does he do? Oh, I better have some more Tanugei Olam Hazeh. Cheer me up. Of course, more Tanugei Olam Hazeh just makes him more depressed. So it's the same, the idea that a person sometimes can, so to speak, it's not a question of misdiagnosing the problem, but misdiagnosing the cure of the problem. The thing that you think, in Rav Aaron's case, you think that Tanugei Olam Hazeh will give you more simcha. In reality, the whole source of your depression is the Tanuge Adam Hazeh. And Tanuge Adam Hazeh will give you more depression. I think the Chaim Vital says the same type of thing. He says that Atzlus and Atzvus are very much connected. They're the same midah. They come from the same source. So again, the same idea. A person is depressed. He thinks, I'll stay in bed and I'll sleep in today. Oh, that'll cheer me up. He says, staying in bed is the most depressing thing in the world. It causes more depression. So we do things we think they're going to cheer us up that makes us more depressed. So here, it's a similar idea. Yosef thinks that by conveying to the brothers this message that it's min hashamayim, I'll get rid of the hekina. Instead, it increased the kinnah. Okay, that's the first step. Okay. The second step I wanted to know is what gufa is pshat? What was Yosef's havamina and what's the maskana? Right? So, pashtus, I would have said that there's a chakira here, machloikas, so to speak. What is the source of kinnah? Why am I jealous of someone? Am I jealous of someone because you're taking away something that's coming to me? Or am I jealous just now because you have more than I do? If I'm jealous of you because I think you stole it from me, it was coming to me, and if not for you, I would have had it, and you're taking my thing, so then Yosef Zechara was right. That if you realize that it's min hashamayim, it's not that I'm taking, Hashem gave it. So then then there's no jealousy. If, on the other hand, the source of the jealousy is time, I can't stand the fact that someone has more than me. It doesn't make a difference whether it was mine or not mine. He has more than me. It bothers me. It drives me crazy. So then Yosef would be wrong. So I thought, when I first read this Orach Chaim, that would have been shot, that Yosef's Havamina was that he understood jealousy is because I feel that I'm upset because I think the guy took it from me. Therefore, Yosef wanted to tell the brothers, I didn't take it from you. It came in a Shemayim. Look, it was a Nevuah. Don't blame me. And the reality, it didn't make any difference because it doesn't make a difference if it's in a Shemayim. Because for it, you have more than us. I'm still jealous. Problem is that the Messias Yesharim, when he describes Kinnah, pretty much says b'feirish that if you want to remove jealousy, the way to remove jealousy is by conveying the fact that realizing that it came from Shemayim. And when you realize that it comes from Shemayim, you don't have jealousy. In other words, the Messias Yesharim says that Yosef's Havana was correct, that the way to remove jealousy is by focusing on the fact that it's min Shemayim. Says it, there's a whole long piece, if I want to read the whole piece, but it's on the third line, Omnam lu yadu, if people would know, v'lu yavino, if they would understand, ki ein adam nogeh b'mukha n'chavera afilu k'mole nimo, that you can't take anything away from the other person, v'akol k'asher l'akol me'Hashem, everything is based on what Hashem wants, hu k'fi asotso ha'niflo, v'achokma, bilti nodas, Hashem has his cheshbonus, hinei lo yatam, there will be no reason, it's star, b'toyes re'el klau. You wouldn't be upset, there will be no reason to be upset about your friend having anything good. And that's, therefore, he's basically saying that if you want to get rid of kinnah, you should focus on that. If you be talking, this is what the Navi is teaching us about the future. In order that in the time of the Mashiach, I assume he means the Mashiach, that the Tovah should be Shalem, Hashem will remove this bad midah from us. Then we won't feel bad, sorry about the other person's benefit. And just to skip down, and he said, this is Pshat the Malachim. Malachim don't have jealousy. And he said the last line, Kikulam Yodim Ba'emes Amito, the Malachim know the truth, that everything's from Shemayim, and therefore there's no reason to be jealous. So pretty much, Messiah Yesharim says, Beferish, that if you believe that everything's been a Shemayim, clear, then there's no jealousy. So then Yosef was right. So how did it boomerang? How did it end up not being, it had the opposite effect. Yosef, in other words, Yosef made a major error. You know, that's what mistake. I made the switch in the Hamas kind of too big. I thought Yosef made this major mistake. He got Ruam Shan and Kinna. He thought Kinna is that I feel you're taking something away from me. He completely blew it. That's not Shan and Kinna. Kinna is, I can't stand that you're better than me. But the Mesillas Yerushalayim says Yosef got it right. Shan and Kinna is, I can't stand that someone taking something away from me. So what you have to say is it's a much smaller mistake that Yosef made. Yosef got ripe, Shan and Kinna. And Yosef thought, therefore, if he tells them that it's a dream and it's from Hashem, then they won't be Kinna because they won't feel you're taking away from me. But the reality was that even though they told him it's from Hashem, they still felt you're taking away from me. In other words, Kinna, Yosef got ripe, Shan and Kinna, but he didn't get the ripe shot in what telling them that it is a dream would do. That, if I cared, it made them more jealous. Oh, you took it away from us, you took away Hashem from us. You know, that's now I'm more jealous. It's still your fault. Why is Hashem on your side and not on my side? It's also your fault. So you done did it. So the ma'isa, the mistake is much more, it's a schmooze in the where the craziness of a person, I don't want to use the word craziness because these are great people, the shift they talk, who have total bitachin and total emuna, and they believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they know that this is min HaShamayim, and yet somehow or another, they blame Yosef for it. It's Yosef's fault. Why did Hashem decide to give it to Yosef? Oh, somehow his fault. Maybe he davened too much. I don't know, whatever. It's his fault. You know, Yosef stole it. He stole it. Because it's one thing to be jealous. You feel your friend stole something from you. But he stole it because he got HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give it to him. Oh, now I'm really upset. So it's a dehir in as the Mr. Sharm is right, that you have to try, the way to remove Kinna is by fearing more that it's not this person, his person had nothing to do with it, it's all from Shamayim. But a person who has Kinna can be so crazy, and even great people, tzaddikim, that he can feel that even the person stole, I'm upset at him because he got HaKadosh Baruch Hu on his side. And I think you see that Mineyu Bey in the Messiah the Sharim's Lashon. Messiah the Sharim says that in the time of the Mashiach, Hashem wanted that Pnei Yisrael wouldn't have any tzar. So what did he do? So if you look at the Messiah the Sharim's language, he says, Shela'osed Shaman Tia Toivis Yisrael Shleima, Yaktim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahoser Mi Libeinu Hamida Miguna Zos. He doesn't say that when the Mashiach will come, we won't have Kinna, because then it'll be Mo'le Aretz Deya, which is what we say, and everyone will know that everything's from Shemayim, so there's no Kinna. He only says that when he got to the Malachim. He says the Malachim don't have Kinna because they know everything has been a Shemayim, clear. But in the time of the Mashiach, he says the reason there won't be Kinna is not because everyone knows everything from Shemayim. He doesn't say that. He says clearly, he says, because Hashem will take away the midrash of Kinna. Means that in even the Moshe Mashiach, which is pretty clear from Yimashrim Seh Desharim, if Hashem wouldn't take away the midrash of Kinna, so the greatest tzaddikim, which are in the time of the Mashiach, the Rambam writes, they're smart, they could be on a higher madrega of, I don't remember, Moshe, Shlomo, and Chochma, they're this super, Moshe, maybe not. But they can be reached a super level of pitchus, of the das Torah. You know, when the time of the Mashiach is the person, the that's where the public model are, it's there. Everyone knows everything. And yet, they're still going to be working with this misconception. Somehow or another, you stole it from me. It's coming to me. And they would bother them unless the only solution is you got to get rid of the Midah of Kinna. If you get rid of the Midah of Kinna, okay, then even though, then I don't feel that way. But if you would have the Midah of Kinna, so even Yemos Mashiach, they would feel that way. So therefore it makes sense. The brothers of Yosef, they were still in Adam Hazah. This is before Hashem removed the Midah of Kinna. So even though Yosef was successful in convincing them that it's not me, I didn't do it, I never had this desire that Yaakov should bow down to me. It's the furthest thing from my mind. It's totally min hashamayim, but somehow or another they blamed they blamed shamayim on Yosef. You know, they know that Yosef didn't want it, and he didn't plan it, and he didn't ask for it, but it somehow it's his fault. He went ahead. He orchestrated it somehow, and therefore there's kinah. Okay. So again, what you see, I think, is the two messages. One is that, or maybe three messages. One is again that you see that we have to be very, very careful when we're working on trying to solve our emotional problem, because what we think might cure the problem can very often just be throwing like gasoline on the fire. Can make things worse. That's what happened over here. Yosef went ahead and he thought he was solving the problem, and instead he was making the problem much worse. So that you have to have tremendous pichus, and if you don't know what you're doing, better don't do anything, or get someone, speak to a Talmud Chacham before you do anything major to try and cure. A person's going to try homemade remedies, just like we don't do homemade remedies. A person has a major sickness, you don't go ahead and start using homemade remedies to cure your sicknesses. But when you're trying to figure out some of your emotional issues, it pays to speak to a Talmud Chacham and a person who really understands these things, rather than trying to figure out, and that sometimes this, what to you sounds like a very logical cure, because very often it could backfire. If we sort of are in, it could very often backfire. Second of all, we see that the Mishnah Sharm says that the Yisoid of Kinnah is a belief. The way you can take off Kinnah is by realizing that everything's been a Shemayim. It's not the other person's fault, and it's not, he has nothing to do with it. And therefore, because the Yisoid of Kinnah is not Stam, that I'm upset that he has more than me, but it's because I feel that he somehow, it's some crazy thing, that why in the world should I think that? But I feel that he somehow took it away from me. But the extent of how crazy the kinnah can be, that even when I know that it's totally, it wasn't even his ishtadlis. It's not even, he won the lottery ticket, right? Now there's such a tzir. A guy goes in and wins the lottery ticket. What does it do with me? I didn't even buy a lottery ticket. He bought a lottery ticket, he won the lottery. I'm jealous. Somehow or another, he took it away from me, because how did he get the lottery? Because Hashem decided to give it to him. Well, why did Hashem give me the lottery? Why did Hashem give me that I should buy the lottery ticket? Somehow it's his fault. He went ahead and he convinced HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take the lottery away from me and give it to him, and therefore I'm angry at him. Because I'm not jealous because he won the lottery. I'm angry at him that he stole my money, because I was supposed to win the lottery. I didn't buy a ticket. But I was supposed to buy, I should have bought a ticket and won the lottery. Why didn't he buy the ticket and won the lottery? Terah says, because Hashem made it that he should buy the ticket and win the lottery. Yes, so why not Hashem make me buy the ticket and win the lottery? Terah says, because he convinced Hashem, and he crumbed up Hashem, so to speak, to do something which he really shouldn't have done, and therefore I'm upset with the guy. So that's the craziness of jealousy. Now we have to hear that. Obviously, if the brothers would have probably realized that they were jealous and what was happening, they maybe would have worked on it too, like the Messiah Sharm. It could be they were unaware, they didn't know what's happening. But the Maisa, the realization of the craziness of jealousy, according to the Aruch Chaim, you put the Aruch Chaim with the Messiah Sharm, that a person is jealous because he feels that you're taking it away from me, even though he knows that it's totally coming from Shemayim. So that and I think that the hakara, that jealousy is so crazy, is gufa, part of the cure to help remove the jealousy.